welcome to Beyond the Bites. Thank you guys so much for joining me. I am so appreciative of all the support and the love that I've been getting from you guys. So thank you for your support. Anyway, so let's just get right into this episode. So today we're going to be talking about why I think a good networking group might be the key to your next opportunity, okay? And don't judge me yet because I have real reasons, as always, to give you as to why I think this is so. So, you know, I have been working on some articles and even some episodes that I'm sure you've listened to. And if you haven't, you should listen to. I've been talking about my experiences, somehow unconventional experiences with coding assessments. I've spoken about the time when I did a coding assessment and passed all the test cases and still got rejected. I have also spoken about the time where I passed no test cases and still received an offer after going through the rest of the interview process, of course. And I have also spoken about the time when I passed some of the test cases and still got an offer, of course, after going through the application process. So you should check out all these stories and articles on Medium because trust me, they are amazing, okay? But anyway, so back to what we're supposed to talk about today. If you have been listening to my podcast, then you are very aware that I am one of those computer science students, or I was one of those computer science students who got their internship, their very first internship, very late in their college career. Okay. And I'm talking beyond third year late. Okay. So up until this point, you're probably wondering, like, what were you doing? Why so late? Okay. So I won't call it bad luck, but I didn't have any luck in finding internships early on in college. And so I decided to focus on something that I was going to focus on anyway, something that I had been working on since high school. And that was and is my nonprofit. So what I was doing was dedicating all my summers to my nonprofit. So I would pick a language, learn it, and I'm talking about coding languages here, use that language to build, or like combinations of these languages to build mini projects. And then I would make tutorials on with these languages and stuff like that. And then I would go to Ghana in the summers and I would teach intro to CS courses in high schools, you know, as part of my nonprofit's mission. And so in 2018, I was back from Ghana, you know, from going on one of these visits. And I was not even thinking about internships, to be honest with you. And then I got an email, and it was a newsletter from one of these women in tech networking groups that I was part of. And I had been part of that group for a while. I had been part of it since, I think, like, I think January 2014, I had been part of this group, and this was 2018, okay? And so I got this email, and I looked through the email, and it mentioned that a certain company, one of these financial companies, and they're a big one, but I'm not going to say their name, one of these financial companies were still accepting applications for their summer 2019 software engineering opportunity. So I went ahead and applied to this, and I didn't even think they would pick me, because why would they pick me, right? Because up until this point, like I was saying, I had applied to so many opportunities and all of them had failed. So I'm like, why would they even pick me? But then they did, okay? So their first step in the application process was a hire view. And if you're not familiar with a hire view, it's one of those setups where you record yourself answering series of like behavioral interview type questions. And there's no one sitting in front of you, it's just you and your camera, and it's super weird, oh my God, super, super weird. And I recorded myself doing this and submitted it. And I remember telling myself, there's no way they're gonna call me after this, because I had made some really silly mistakes and I was just looking weird in some of those responses, but I submitted it anyways. I mean, what is the worst that can happen? The worst that can happen is they can say no, they will say no. And at that point I was immune to no, so. I mean, hey, anyway, so they did call me back. Okay. I got an email to set up an interview, which I did. I did the interview and then I got an offer from them. Okay. So that's one, one experience where, you know, a networking group really helped me to nail down a job. And then my next experience, so in 2020, during the pandemic, you know, I was on Facebook scrolling through this same networking group that I just spoke about. And somebody in there had posted a link to another networking group for women in tech. And the person was saying that they think it's a great opportunity. They think it's a fantastic group. And they think that we should all join it as well. And so, of course, I clicked on it. I didn't have anything to do. I clicked on it and then I joined the Facebook group. And then I also filled out their formal application on their website to join the group formally. And so I was in there and I really liked the group. They were posting so many supportive, like, information sessions where they were talking about like salary negotiations. And around that time, I don't know if you guys remember, but a lot of people had lost their internships and they were posting internship opportunities, like company specific links, you know, to some of these other, you know, companies that were offering internship opportunities. They were giving advice on what to do, all kinds of amazing stuff. And then they came out with their career fair. And let me tell you, like, this is part of the reasons why I really love this group, because their career fair, it cost $0 to join this group, by the way. Their career fair was $15. And not only that, they even offered financial help if you were not able to pay for it. You understand me? That's how amazing they are. And so I went to this career fair and I spoke to most of the groups, most of the companies that were there. I spoke to the recruiters because I'm like, just make yourself visible, you know, just speak to people and take, you know, contact infos from recruiters. And this was a virtual career fair. I was like, let me just take the, you know, and up until this point, I really didn't like career fairs because I felt like every time I went, I would give my resume. And to be honest, it felt to me like recruiters were just tossing that thing in the trash right after I walked away. But I really liked this one. I went to it and it was great. And so almost close to the end of the whole thing, I went to this booth to go speak to a recruiter because I'm just talking to random recruiters, even if I have never even heard of the company. I just want to talk to just anybody, you understand? And I spoke to this recruiter and she ended up giving me really great tips. I had these like really standard questions that I was asking. I was asking, how was your application process like? How are your interviews set up? You know, how was your coding assessment like? And what constitutes a good applicant or candidate? These were like standard questions that I was asking every single recruiter that I spoke to that day. And some of those companies I didn't even apply to because I didn't even qualify to apply to them, but I was still asking them these questions. I just wanted to have a conversation with somebody, okay? So I applied to this company. Fast forward, I ended up getting an offer, full-time opportunity to work there. And I absolutely love it. You understand me? And this is part of the reason why I think like Rewriting the Code, that's the name of the group, is so great. And if you're a woman in tech, I think you should join them. And trust me, I'm not doing an advertisement for them. I'm just telling you how it is, okay? And they have so many like events where, like I mentioned before, they're talking about so many amazing things. And besides these two experiences where I've gotten, you know, like fantastic opportunities from these two companies, or like through these two companies, I utilize these two groups for like preparing for interviews, you know, like bouncing ideas off of like other people and like even like sharing my crazy experiences with recruiting season. I mean, it can't get better than that, right? But those were my experiences. So now let's talk about why I think you can find some benefits from joining networking groups. Number one is exclusive opportunities. Excuse me. Oh my God, if I could speak. Exclusive opportunities. So some of these networking groups, I know it's not only the two that I've mentioned or the two that I know. There's so many of them out there who are blessed enough to have such tight links with other companies out there who are hiring tech talents. And sometimes these big companies can say, hey, this is an exclusive link to our application. Maybe we're going to open it 2 days before the actual open date, you know, for so that your members can apply. Or we're going to give you an exclusive link so that everybody that applies through this link, we know that they're from your group. You understand? And so this happens quite a lot, you know, in some of these groups. And it's great because what that means is you become more visible to recruiters. It's a crazy world out here. And all that matters is that you become visible, because sometimes you can submit an application and you neither get a rejection or an invitation to the interview process. Like you don't even exist. They don't even email you about anything, you know? And so it's great to get these exclusive links and to use them, because then that means your chances of getting started in the application process or in the interview process, sorry, is really high. And who doesn't want that, you know? Aside this, since this is something I touched on before, is career fairs. You know, why I think the career fairs are different is because you're dealing with a small number of people for this career fair. Again, this helps in visibility. You become more visible to recruiters, because instead of dealing with like 10,000 people or even 5,000 or even 1,000 people, you know, in your career fair, you're only dealing with about like 200 people or 500 people in your career fair. And that makes you more visible. And those companies that are coming, they're coming specifically for the people in that group. So they have more time for you. They're more interested in hearing what you're trying to say. And they have a lot of time to give you. You understand? So I think their career fair is a little bit different and is a great opportunity for any and everybody. It definitely was a great opportunity for me, right? So why can't it be for you? The next point on my list is newsletters. And this is also something that I spoke about before. And why I think the newsletters are great is because you hear about opportunities you would have never thought of before. I definitely wouldn't have applied to the company that I've applied to, you know, that I applied to for my internship had it not been for the newsletter. Because I, not that they're not a great company, because they're a huge financial company and, you know, they're well known and, you know, they're a reputable company, but I never even thought of applying to them because, again, as students, we just think about the FANG all the time, okay? And then we add a few companies like Goldman Sachs and JP Morgan Chase and, you know, some of these few companies, we add them to the mix. But all the time, we're thinking about, you know, getting to the FANG, okay? That's it. So, but yes, I wasn't thinking about this. And so when I got the newsletter and I read through it and I saw these opportunities, I was like, oh my God, you know, so that's it. Sometimes you can hear about more opportunities in the newsletters. Aside this, in the newsletters, you can hear about internships. Again, you can hear about some of these exclusive links that I was speaking about. You can hear about career fairs. You can hear about conferences. I never knew about Grace Hopper until, you know, I became part of the first networking group that I spoke about. And that group is called NCWIT. That's NC and then WIT. I forgot the full meaning, but NCWIT, okay? I never knew about Grace Hopper Conference and, you know, Tapia Conference and some of these other ones out there, you know. I never knew about them until I joined this group, you know, and it was such a great help, you know, because I also joined it right before college. So that meant that I was exposed to so many amazing opportunities and so many amazing things that I could do to help my career, you know. And so that's that. Another thing, newsletters, you know, expose you to job opportunities. Again, exclusive links. And even if it's not exclusive, you know, it's great to hear about job opportunities, because sometimes you're not even thinking about that company. You're not even thinking about that opportunity. And then they mention it and you're like, whoa, I can actually apply to this. You know, I can actually do this. And that's great. You want that because that is very, very helpful. Another thing is that people share opportunities in these networking groups. You understand? Are you understanding me? Okay. That's my new favorite line. But anyway, so people share opportunities. I remember in NCWIT's group, they had like a Team Treehouse free account for their members. And it's no more, but man, great times, okay? They also had like so many amazing things that people were sharing. I've gotten free t-shirts, stickers, job opportunities, so many resources, books, so many links to so many places. People find things and then they just share it in there. And that exposes you to so many opportunities. That exposes you to so many things, including freebies. Who doesn't like a free t-shirt? Okay, I do. All the time I do, okay? Anyway, so yes, this is an amazing thing. The next thing is referrals, okay? Referrals are really, really important. Of course, I am the first person to tell you that I've applied to jobs with referrals and still gotten rejected. And then I have applied to jobs in the Fang without referrals and still gotten to a very like further stage in the application process and then given up, of course. But that's not the point. You want to get your foot in the door. And sometimes all it takes is a referral. Not all the time, but sometimes, okay? And sometimes you need somebody to help you get that referral. And these groups are amazing because, to my last point, you get a community. You get a community of people who are probably at the same place as you are in life, and they can relate to where you are in life and can help you. Some of these people are old students. Some of them are graduate students. Some of them are in their undergrad. Some of them are even professionals, and they can help you so much. I have been very vocal about reaching out to your networking groups when it comes time to do interviews and when it comes time to do coding assessments, because people in those groups, you know, can help you with information such as the interview process, you know, how long, you know, it takes and the sessions in the application process and how to even prepare for it, you know. So having a community is so great and is so beneficial. Plus, really, you get to make friends. Like, I have met people that I still link up with every now and then. Sometimes, you know, we don't talk for a while, but I see them on LinkedIn and I see their, you know, their amazing achievements. And I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm so proud of you, you know, because I have become like friends with them, even though some of them I've never even met before. It's great to have a community. So that was my last point. Thank you guys so much for joining me today once again. And I really do hope that you get out there, you network, you find networking groups, and you join them, because to be honest with you, they have so many things to offer you, and they have so many opportunities to give you. So please, if you're not part of one, please join one. Okay, and again, thank you so much, guys, for joining me today, and you will hear from me next time.